The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of April, last day of the month, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, all of the complaining that we've been doing as Apple users with an iPhone, well, it might pay off this year. What am I referring to? Well, I'm talking about a USB-C charger. Yes, it might actually be in the box next time. Yes, from what we're hearing, at least according to a Japanese blog, the new iPhone models may actually ship with a faster 18-watt USB-C charger and a lightning to USB-C cable. Meaning, no, Apple won't be ditching lightning just yet, but maybe they're on their way to. And 18 watts would sure in the hell beat our 5-watt charger now, wouldn't it? Again, unfortunately, it's just a rumor. So until it's confirmed and true and we actually see it inside the new iPhone boxes, yeah, we're gonna have to shell out $50. Hey, staying with kind of Apple news, you know they do own the company now, of course, Beats. And when I mean Beats, I mean Power Beats, as in Power Beats Pro. Looks like we might be getting our ears on these things pretty soon, as in May 10th. Yes, these Beats, of course, will be the first truly wireless earbuds, and is only going to set you back about $250. Yeah, ain't cheap. We're also hearing that you can actually pre-order the thing starting May 3rd. You got one color to choose from right now. Yes, the black model will be the only thing available at first. Ivory, and the Navy versions, yeah, they won't be around till later this summer. Apple didn't say why, maybe they ran out of paint. I don't know. Now, on top of this, yes, you get Siri functionality now thanks to that H1 chip and a battery case so that when your earbuds are not in use, yeah, you can charge them right up. Unfortunately, though, there will be one wire involved. That's when charging. Yeah, there'll be no wireless charging case. Well, here's something that's becoming a common occurrence, and it's sad to say that we'll probably just be seeing more and more of this. Yeah, I'm talking about that server sitting over there in the corner, not really doing anything, nobody's paying attention to it, yet it contains over 80 million U.S. household sensitive data on it. Yay! Thank goodness it was actually researchers that found this and not hackers. Then again, we don't even know if hackers may have got to this. Regardless, they found an unguarded database hosted on a Microsoft server that contains full names, addresses, locations, as well as even content like gender, your income, homeowner status, and even marital status. Yeah, it's all there just for the choosing. Now, even more scary about this, the server, it's actually new. Actually just came online in February. Yeah, so it hasn't been out there very long and people just forgot about it. Now, of course, Microsoft, they ain't commenting. Probably been advised by their lawyers not to. Though, let it be known, it's not really up to Microsoft to lock down that info. It just hosts it. Meaning, yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of pointing fingers going on. While your sensitive data out there is just hopping around on the internet going la-di-da-di-da-di-da. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. That's our website. You hear me talk about it every single episode of the BTN News Show. If you haven't checked it out, please do so right now. We got reviews up there for you and so many wonderful podcasts to choose from. Also, check out our Facebook page and, of course, Instagram, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join in the conversation with our lovely techie geeky people, because you know you're one too secretly inside. We'd love for you to be a part of our community. Join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.